Proclamation number 2152 of November 16, 1941. Spiritual exchange necessary for the maturing of the soul. The perpetual exchange of spiritual good thoughts from giving spiritual beings to human beings and from these to fellow human beings is so infinitely valuable and contributes enormously to the transformation of human thinking. There is no easier way to guide humanity into the right knowledge. For this is the most revealing and truest explanation of that which still causes man to question. Yet this path is not often traveled, even when it is shown to people. And this is why the truth can only be found very rarely amongst humanity, for those who distribute knowledge on earth are mostly not in contact with the spiritual givers. Consequently, they only teach what they've received from worldly teachers. However, this offers no guarantee of truth. However, if a person presents the pure truth to his fellow human beings, they deem it unacceptable, and as a result, spiritual exchange is only very rarely possible because the reference to it is ignored. Countless beings in the beyond are ready to give. They are not listened to and their gift is not desired. The spiritual strength they would like to radiate to earthly people in need of strength is not received, and this is an inconceivable disadvantage for the whole of humanity, for nothing can replace this loss, nothing can favor spiritual development as much as the imparting of truth, which absolutely has to be conveyed to the human being if his soul is to mature on earth. Every possibility of exchange is prevented as soon as the human being's belief in otherworldly forces and their working is taken away from him. This faith, however, cannot be maintained by coercion, nor do these forces only express themselves where faith in their working is particularly strong. For faith is the prerequisite that the human being listens inwards, and only then can he hear the voice of those spiritual givers. However, the spiritual friends cannot express themselves in any other obvious way if the freedom of faith is not to be infringed upon. For a person who would be forced to believe in otherworldly activity would also be forced in his actions and thoughts and could therefore never reach the degree of perfection. On the other hand, however, the exchange with spiritual forces is absolutely necessary for this, for their mental influences stimulate the human being to consciously work on his soul. But this work has to be done and is neglected where the mental influence cannot take place due to unbelief or open resistance against the working of otherworldly forces. For it is up to the human being how he decides, thus earthly life will also be left to him even if he does not use it for the salvation of his soul. Amen.